The Utah Highway Patrol Association has been memorializing fallen state troopers with a 12-foot cross since 1998. Each is individualized with their name, badge number, and rank, along with the Highway Patrol's beehive symbol. Attorney Brian Barnard, who represented American Atheists in suing over the crosses, notes the circumstances that led the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals to rule they're an unconstitutional endorsement of religion.
The use of the Highway Patrol logo, the placement of these crosses on the front lawn of a UHP building, the placement of these crosses on the highway right-of-way, the fact that no one else can put up crosses like these.
But instead of taking the crosses down or moving them all to private property, the Utah Highway Patrol Association is changing them up a bit, hoping to comply with the court ruling. Attorney Frank Mylar says the group has already pulled the UHP logo off all the crosses and plans to put up disclaimers on all the ones located on public property.
The disclaimer in large lettering indicates that it's a private memorial, and then below that it indicates that it's not a state endorsement of any religion, and it asks the viewer to visit www.utahtrooper.com, which is, again, a private organization.
Barnard says he has not been in direct contact with anyone from the Utah Highway Patrol Association, but is confident if the crosses don't come down, more legal action will follow.
If the Highway Patrol Association and the state of Utah want to make minor modifications, that may simply end up in additional litigation. The spirit of the Tenth Circuit ruling is that the crosses should come down.
Barnard says his clients want to honor Utah troopers who have died in the line of duty, but believe it should be done with a universal symbol. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.